Welcome to the I Create Daily podcast. I'm Leora Alderson.
And I'm Devani Alderson. We're your co-hosts on this journey of creativity and productivity.
I Create Daily is for artists in every genre of creating, from musicians to writers, crafters to inventors, bloggers to entrepreneurs. I Create Daily is a movement for creators serious about your art.
If you're into creating anything, this podcast is definitely for you. Thank you so much for joining us on this journey. Hello and welcome to another episode of the I Create Daily podcast, a podcast for creators serious about their art. I'm Devani.
And I'm Leora.
And today we're doing a coffee break, which is one of our shorter episodes, and sometimes it's longer episodes. And most of the time when I say it's a shorter episode, it's probably going to be a longer episode. But we drink coffee, drink smoothie, drink our favorite drink, and we talk about interesting conversation and topics and questions and ideas and people that we love and admire and respect. And yes, you can have the floor.
So the thing that we were talking about more recently is the concept and a power of focus. And I tend to get fascinated by how it is that so many things in the universe are connected. And so, for instance, we live in a spiral galaxy and water pours down the drain in spirals, and tornadoes go in spirals, and hurricanes go in spirals, and nature grows in spirals.
And the Fibonacci and golden ratio is a spiral.
That's right. Yeah. And so there's so many connections basically that we can make by observing nature. To me, it seems that way. And I think that they really are there to also teach us if we're students of observation and can learn from our environment and from things that we notice in the world, in ourselves, in others, and in nature. So an article caught my eye the other day, something just in passing, I don't remember what it was, having to do with laser lights and light waves. And we know and we hear about the concept of being laser focused. And so I looked up the, you know, like the descriptions of the lights. And it turns out that one of the reasons laser lights are so much more intense and focused is because the waves of the light align. So if we think of light is waves, just like sound goes in waves, then laser is where it is that the waves of the emit light waves, basically, and there are a series of them, basically line up in sync.
Which is another interesting synchronicity of the universe, like ocean waves, sound waves, light waves. Yes. Generally, wind comes in waves. Like, it's not generally a straight windy day, generally. It generally comes in gusts, and then it stops, and then it gusts.
Right. And then so, when you have weather like that, that's not an unusual weather pattern, then you might have things like wind shears and, you know, out of the ordinary kind of
our emotions
anomaly,
come in waves generally.
That's right. And cycles, yeah. Definitely. And so that's called, you know, the laser then aligns in what's called coherent light. And regular, like incandescent light or the light of a flashlight, is basically waves bouncing off each other, and they're not aligned, and it's more diffused, it's less specific. And this is like a very, very basic explanation, because I am not of a very deep subject that can be articulated far better by physicists and people who understand the concept, electricians, whoever, who understand the concept of light and light particles and how they work. It was enough for me to be able to make the connection to our own brain and the fact that, you know, just like, so again, the laser focus, we know that focus and to focus on what we're doing helps us get things done. But to know what's behind that is that focus basically is when it is our brain waves are basically begin to go in sync, and the process of going in sync helps the focus. So both focus helps the brain waves go in sync and therefore become more focused, and also when the brain waves are induced to be in sync, then it helps us focus.
Yeah.
So
that's so interesting too, because it also gets back to when, like, if you're doing a collaborative project and everybody is excited, everybody's fresh, everybody's on the same page, and versus when you're doing a collaborative project and maybe people are tired, you're not super motivated, maybe it's the end of a really, really long day, and so you kind of just want to, you know, the meeting or the collaboration session might be more meandering and you might end feeling like you didn't get what you needed to meet for accomplished. And yet when you're fresh and you have a clear focus and everybody is on the same page and ready to go, you know, it all sinks, yeah. I guess, you know, yeah. Everybody is like, we know what we're talking about. We know what we know what the end conclusion should look like. And you can go from there in a focused way.
No, that's a great point, including that typically the typical corporate meetings aren't as effective, partly because people show up from whatever else it was that they were doing. Mm-hmm. So they show up and their mind is someplace else.
Yeah.
And so then it takes a while of getting into sync and our brainwaves aligning with what's happening, which is why also it takes a while for people to, whether it's listening to this podcast, listening to someone introducing themselves, mm-hmm. Listening to a speaker speak. It takes a little while sometimes to actually begin to absorb what's being said, yeah. because our brainwaves haven't yet begun to align. But there's a fascinating study, and we've linked it in an article we just wrote, which we will link to in this coffee break on this topic. And it's a TED talk, and they talk about how studies of brainwaves show how it is that people's brainwaves synchronize not just within themselves, mm. but with each other. Mm. And so for an example, if you have a room of six people listening to the same story, then their brainwaves synchronize in the same way, in the same rate, and the peaks and valleys are at the same pace as well. Whereas if they're all sitting in the same room, so they're still together, they're maybe having conversation. If it is that they're not all like listening to the same thing in particular relative to story or music or mm-hmm. what have you, that their brainwaves are just like, you know, chaos, just like the incoherent light. So there's less coherency among them.
Whoa, wow, okay.
Yeah, exactly, right? Exactly. So you see where this is like,
yeah.
Okay, so whether it's like, we've all been in theaters, which typically American theaters, people don't like interact with the movie, but unless it's like something that is so big
and
fantastic that everyone
agrees. Like Star
Wars,
everybody will clap at the end when the last Star Wars came out
or somebody will boo or yay or whatever at the same place. And like, it's a big major thing. And so,
but generally, you're just sit and you eat your popcorn and you be quiet and you keep your phone off.
Yeah, right. But that what that means is like, you know, that and we do that as a family. Mm-hmm. Like we try to find movies and do that as a family, even though, you know, like there are times that it would be cool to do more other things, and we do that as well. One of the things about watching something in together is like we're kind of in the same story,
yeah.
that we can relate to and kind of in the same pattern.
And it's one of the few things, because we're a multi-creative family and we do so many different creative things, and we're on our own, even though we are together a lot of the times, there are large chunks of time where we're involved in our own little world. And so having at least one thing that you can sort of immerse in together as downtime. Mm-hmm. So you're all immersed, yeah. in a story.
Yeah. As opposed to going off in different directions. And it really makes
when you're already going off and during the day.
When we're working. Yeah, yeah, exactly. But you were getting ready to say something else. Do you remember?
Yes. Well, I was just thinking, you were talking about the stories and how people in the same brain, and that can be like a positive and negative, because a lot in the media has gone on, and I won't mention names.
Yeah.
Kanye West. But a lot about groupthink.
Right.
And it's something that we've talked about for years, just, you know, because it's an interesting topic and very relevant to our lives. And but it's getting more media attention around this concept of people just blindly being on the same wave almost.
Right. Right.
And it's almost
totally.
Like they're blindly synced.
Right. Exactly.
Which is such
unaware yeah. of it. So really it is like the media and things and the cadence of things in the media and in the mainstream can kind of put us into a state of brainwave synchronization that we're not even aware is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Like the dogs barking together.
Yeah, like the dogs barking together. Yeah. And it looks like our crew is coming home. So we're going to need to, we might have some more interruptions, but we'll see if we can, this is such a fascinating topic to me, because here's another way if you think about it. What do churches do? They sing hymns together,
mm-hmm.
and that is beautiful, and it creates this harmony that even if the hall where music was sung, whether it's the Christian hymns or the Sanskrit chants or the
prayer,
and you know, classical music in a concert, mm-hmm. in a symphony, when people leave and that hall is emptied, you walk in and there's still a presence. It's as if you're walking mm-hmm. into a body of something, because yeah. you're walking into essentially sound waves that are still happening and that set forth a vibration, and that does that within your body. Yeah. So,
and I haven't had as much experience with the religious context, but also when you go to a conference and it's everybody yes. gathered to learn something that's a similar topic. Like, we go to a lot of marketing conferences, business conferences, podcast conference, whatever it is, whatever conference, a creative course, a class, and everybody's sort of gathered there to learn the same type of thing and grow in the same yeah. or similar direction anyway.
Right. And so this is an interesting thing, because there are uses and benefits, and then there are abuses, mm-hmm. you know, like you alluded
like
to. Like with everything. Exactly. So you just have to be and as with everything, the more aware we become and the more awareness we practice developing within ourselves by thinking on these things and learning these kinds of things. Like, when you see and observe something, then think on it, discover it. Ask yourself what it is you think about it, how it is you feel about it. And then you expand that topic and you expand your awareness of that.
Yeah.
So,
there's so many places where you could go with that conversation.
Yeah.
There's so many, because it gets into sort of the human condition, the brainwiring condition, everything we're sort of pre-wired with. Are we pre-wired with stuff?
Yeah.
Can you train it out of yourself? There's right. so many. It's such a fascinating topic.
And then music, you know, back to the music things of like,
yeah.
and meditation. So like some of the things that we talked about in the article, like, okay, so how can you induce brainwave synchronization? So there are some simple, really simple, natural means for doing that. And like, some people might say, well, you know, some substances can do that. But there are natural ways that you can do that that do not tamper with your ability to tune in to and sharpen your own awareness. So one is meditation. So meditation does the same thing to your brain waves that that the music does. So there's meditation, music, singing, which is music, but it's in a different form. Mm-hmm. Like, in other words, music just instrumental, and music singing, and breath, just in your breathing. You can actually change and synchronize your brain waves through your breathing. And then another one that is one of the, to me, a little bit more surprising ones is dancing.
Hmm.
Dancing has been found even to be so beneficial in synchronizing brain waves, and this part makes a lot of sense, and that is enhancing the mind-brain coordination.
Yeah.
That especially for older adults, it actually is more effective than most exercise and hand-body coordination or gym, what do you call it, brain gym games. What was the other site? There was a site that, you know, used to do like where
the brain thing.
Yeah, where brain games became really popular. And my big thing is like, I want what I do to stimulate my brain to also be productive and producing and creating something. So I love the concept of like dancing. You know, you can do exercise and dancing, and it's really benefiting your brain. And of course, exercise definitely benefits your brain, but dancing even more so because of that coordination and music. So well, now you're incorporating music and dance and movement.
And your whole body is, it's almost like, I guess, like Tai Chi, where your entire body is moving.
Yeah.
Rhythmically
with breathing. So now that's a good point, because Tai Chi ties in movement.
It's like a yoga dance.
Ties in movement, meditation, and breathing.
Yeah.
And so
fascinating.
Yeah. And now singing ties in breathing. Mm-hmm. And so it's and then they all tie in rhythm, especially. So you can imagine how in the rhythm.
I feel like all of it kind of goes under the meditation, and maybe that's just my bias against sitting still.
Well, no. That's an excellent point. I'm glad you said that, because I had forgotten that point to bring up, and that is that. So what these do is they become a meditation in motion,
mm-hmm.
Which you will be pleased. You know, you like that concept, and many people who have a hard time sitting down really like the concept that there are many different kinds of meditations, and there are many different ways to achieve that brainwave alignment that you benefit from in meditation. And there is a time and place to go deeper in that sitting still meditation, and then to take that from just meditate, just sitting still with sort of calming and relaxing your thoughts and trying to minimize them to actually focusing in a concentrated way. So it's a deeper meditation that's focused on concentration. And then it becomes a purposeful kind of, okay, I'm going to develop this thought, I'm going to develop this idea. And again, that takes on the same brainwave synchronization kind of process.
And I wonder too, for anybody who's, what I'm realizing too is, so a lot of people, I know Tim Ferriss cites it, and he says a lot of people, successful people, cite meditation as being one of their biggest success things that they do. And a lot of them do talk about figuring out ways to calm down and like sit and have a sitting moment. And a lot of them talk about doing it in their morning routine. But something I've noticed, especially, I guess, as somebody who sits a lot anyway, because we do computer work, and I mean, obviously those come in waves, but it's, I'm wondering if you already have a hard time struggling, then maybe in the morning when you've just woken up might not be the best time to go and sit down and be calm. I remember we used to do that in the morning, and what's constantly on the mind in the morning is, but I need to get to work. I just woke up. Why am I relaxing again? This doesn't, what? Right. And then it was like, but it's meditation. So there's like, the reason here is that you need to figure out how to be calm when you should be going 100 miles. You know what I mean? You know that talk. Yeah. And then the whole time, and literally you end the meditation, you're like, are we done yet? Are we done? We're done? Okay. But doing it at the end of the day, after you've had a chance to do the music, do the breathing, do the dancing, do the exercising, do get the energy out in the active form, and then when your body is just naturally calm, then you incorporate the sit down meditation that helps sink, maybe even helps people who have sleep troubles. Absolutely. I don't know. I don't have insomnia. I don't know the personal effects of like sleep trouble that comes from like insomnic things, but it might help.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It does. It's definitely one of the things that people can use, and it's ideally if they can go in through a process of like yoga, which is quite quietening and stretching and calming the body.
It's stretching.
Stretching.
Stretching your body and mind.
And yes. And also it's setting up a rhythm.
Yeah.
You know, and oftentimes yoga sometimes it's done to music. So yeah, all of that is really good. So let's this inspired me to remind myself to make sure that I incorporate some of this in each day. Because that is really, so it's sort of like this, clearing the mind space. It's like deep meditation can actually, even just superficial meditation can actually, it's like to me cleaning the kitchen before starting to cook. You know, before you start cooking the next meal, you want to clean the slate. You know, before you start painting on the next canvas, you want a clean sheet kind of thing for you. So it's like cleaning the slate of mind so that it's receptive to more ideas, more creativity, more impression, and less clutter.
Well, it's the same as the Julia Cameron's morning pages. It's about clearing the mind through writing and through just getting whatever in your head out so that it doesn't bother your actual creative time.
Yeah, definitely. So, I think, but back to the original thing about the TED Talk, I think that there could be some benefit in kind of a return to audio storytelling. And we've talked about this as a family and as creatives working with writers on, you know, like how do writers get the credibility and the credit and the, how do they get their work out in the world in a way that honors all the blood, sweat, and tears that they poured into their work when it is that books can be purchased so cheaply and, you know, then tossed and gotten to the next one. And I know one of the ways we've talked about is
do not toss your books, guys. Yeah. Okay. FYI, we do not condone the abuse of books,
but reading them out loud, you know, could be another way, but it doesn't even necessarily have to be like an audiobook. So we've talked about that. Yeah. I think that that's a topic for another podcast.
Yes.
Yeah. So I guess
other brainwaves.
Yeah. A different brainwave.
And so
my brainwave started on a different track just now.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, guys. Until next time, until we can permeate your brainwaves on the next episode, we'll see ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for joining us for the I Create Daily podcast. Please let us know what creatives you would like us to interview and what topics you would be interested in hearing more about.
And if you enjoyed this show, please leave a review on iTunes. We value your feedback. We read all the reviews, and it just helps us get the word out on the I Create Daily podcast. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.